Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, by the end of 2025, all primary school children in Ireland will be eligible for a daily hot meal. The schools currently not in the school meals programme will be able to join through this year's budget of €300 million, which is distributed by the Department of Social Protection. The schools themselves find the hot meal suppliers, but the scheme has received some criticism over the quality of food provided in some school meals. Reporter Suzanne Campbell went to visit the lunch bag factory outside Nina in County Tipperary. This food business delivered lunches to schools before there was a funded scheme, and it's now one of the biggest operators delivering hot food daily to over 100,000 primary school children in Ireland.
So right now we're making chicken curry here on this line. Velita here is going to put in our rice. Around 100 grams of rice is going in. And then in the next section here, then, the girls are putting in the chicken curry.
Ray Nangle, the CEO of the Lunch Bag, is bringing me through their factory in Nina, Tipperary. This food business supplies nearly 100,000 hot meals to Irish primary school children every day.
It's chicken curry that we make for ourselves. It starts off with a stock, vegetables, spices. The chicken then is added to it at that point in time.
That looks really good.
So the girls now are just finishing off the meal with the chicken curry on top of the rice.
Yeah, and so this will be eaten tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, everything that's made here today will be consumed tomorrow. Effectively, it's cooked nearly al dente here and then it's finished within the school, so it is.
Yeah.
So each meal that's here will get to the school and then it will spend an hour in the oven in the school and then it will be brought to the kids' desk at that stage with their name on it and it's be consumed at the kids' desk.
Meals are prepared from scratch at this factory and then finished in ovens at the primary schools they supply. Both the ovens and the kitchen assistants distributing the lunches at the schools come from the Lunch Bag company.
The kids have 15 choices a day, so effectively they have a choice of 3 potato meals a day, 3 pasta meals a day, 3 rice meals a day, and then 3 roll meals a day. So it's about 15 choices each day from a range of 35 choices within the week.
And now this line here, I see potatoes and cabbage.
Yeah, so this here is our potato line. So right now they're making up roast gammon. The first lady here, she's putting in the potatoes into the meal. Then the cabbage is going in, and then we're putting the bacon in.
Okay.
So earlier today, we would have made up our roast with gravy here. So we would have had 4 people on the line, and the last person would have been putting in the gravy. So earlier this morning, we would have made up the roast chicken dinner. So it would have been mashed potato with gravy and carrots and chicken.
The Lunch Bag clearly take huge pride in the nutritional quality of their food, and nearly all the ingredients are sourced in Ireland. I'm going to taste 3 of these school dinners with resident dietitian Colin Kenny. So you have your penne pasta and, oh, that's very, very good.
So the idea around all of this is whereby we're trying to incorporate more plant-based foods into children's diet.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come up with the chickpea curry, which is suitable for vegetarians, to improve their gut health, to increase the variety in their gut microbiome, which in turn is going to help their mental health and their long-term health.
Would that be in the same choice per day or they'd be on different kind of rotations?
No, so they are on together, so they can be chosen from depending on whatever the child would like to choose or the parents. And then with our bolognese, so the idea around our bolognese is we have used the hidden veg sauce from Ballymaloe, but to again incorporate more variety in our plant-based foods, we have a third of the mince in our bolognese we've substituted out for lentils. So again, to incorporate more plant-based foods, increase the fibre.
So the lentils are in here?
They are. Yeah, so the lentils are actually mixed through the bolognese.
Wow.
You wouldn't, it doesn't affect the taste or the texture, but the idea of it is to incorporate more plant-based foods, increase the fibre content, and in turn it's better for the children's gut microbiome.
And this is just something you want to do? Like, it's not been mandated or asked for by the service in terms of the Department of Social Protection?
No, no, it's not. But it's something that we are very interested in as a company. A priority of ours is children's health, and this is just one of the many steps that we take to look after that.
This is clearly good food with suppliers like Ballymaloe Foods and Finnegan's Farm Vegetables. But sadly, all suppliers of the primary school meals scheme don't share these standards. Primary school teacher and registered nutritionist Sean Connehy is seeing a very different picture.
I was very positive about the project at the very start. I think it has the potential to do a lot of good. This is something that could be very beneficial to the children and could improve not only their health, but also their educational performance, their focus in the classroom. Unfortunately, what we've seen since the launch of the programme has been very disappointing from a nutritional point of view. Many of the suppliers are feeding the children the very foods that we know increase the risk of obesity and increase the risk of chronic diseases.
So what kind of foods are you seeing coming in that might be an okay choice maybe once a week, but in fact, children are eating maybe every day?
For example, a child in my class can order cream crackers and a banana muffin. There is no healthy ingredients there. And then for their lunch, they can have a chicken fillet roll, which is an ultra-processed chicken fillet in a white roll. Other children might be eating a carbonara, which is a very high saturated fat sauce with white pasta and processed bacon. I checked one of these meals. In that small meal alone, children are having almost all of their sodium intake for the day. They're up on 80% of their saturated fat for the day, and they're almost at 50% of their calories in this very small meal. We're setting the children up for failure. We're setting the children up on a fast track towards obesity and higher disease risk. And I think that's an absolute shame. And I think we need to do so much better.
Does there need to be some kind of standardization or way that we can get a better standard across the offering, across all the suppliers?
Yes, I think it's very important that we don't tar all the suppliers with the same brush. Some of the major suppliers are looking to follow more closely to the guidelines they've been given. And I would single out the lunch bag for that, because it's clear from their menus and from their transparency that they're making a greater effort than some of the other major providers. In terms of what we can do to improve this, I absolutely think this needs to be a contract between supplier and the government. And that contract should reflect the guidelines that Healthy Ireland have given these companies. And these companies should be accountable to those guidelines. And failure to be accountable to those guidelines should result in financial penalties.
I put the concerns of both teachers and parents to Ger Kiley from the lunch bag that there are clearly very big differences between the quality of food supplied to different schools. Does it frustrate you that some of the chatter around this has been quite negative when I'm here and I can see what you're doing and what you're doing is a really excellent job and taking a lot of these initiatives on nutrition, etc., just by yourselves? No one's demanding it, but you're delivering it.
Yeah, we set very high standards for ourselves. And I suppose because we set up before the school meal service became funded, we worked very hard to build parents' trust, to get children engaged. And that's something we continue to do, regardless of whether it's funded or not. I think for us as a company, we are exceptional at what we're doing. I suppose it's a bit frustrating if all suppliers are painted with one brush. So if we're going to paint them with one brush, let's make sure it's to a high standard. So we would love to see an approved supplier list. Mm-hmm. We believe the department should have an absolute baseline for what all suppliers should do, not only just around their ingredients list, but also around the nutritional standards, standard that everyone should be met.
Now, Ger Kiley from thelunchbag.ie, ending that report from Suzanne Campbell. We asked the Department of Social Protection to comment, and in response this evening, we were told in a statement, in 2023, the department published an independent evidence-based evaluation of the school meals programme, which sets out the positive impact the programme is having in terms of children's education and well-being. A specific standard was set for school meals under the nutritional standards for school meals and nutritional standards for hot school meals, the statement says. Under the department's existing audit process, some 400 schools are inspected annually. These inspections assist the department in ensuring standards are being met in relation to different areas of the school meals programme. The department provides the funding for the meals directly to the school. It is the responsibility of each school board to select a supplier to provide the meals in accordance with public procurement rules. And if a parent or teacher has concerns about the meals, they should inform the school principal. It's drivetime at rte.ie if you want to get in touch. Back shortly.